Okay, the request was made that we shift from 9 days type of topics to summer topics in general. So we're going to be discussing first summer topic. I don't know if it's a summer topic really, but someone suggested that it might fit somehow into summer topics, is whether a person should wear wool tzitzis or not. Should a person be makbid that the begad of their tzitzis should be wool? Summertime, it's for those who are makbid during the year, it becomes much more difficult during summertime. So I guess in that sense, it's a summer topic. There is a Gemara, Maseches Menachos, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, where there is a machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara struggles with the fact that in one pasuk, Bamidbar Perek Tzav Pasuk Lamed Ches, the pasuk implies that any beged requires tzitzis, haknaf, min knaf, the Gemara darshins, and in another pasuk, Dvarim Chav Beis Yud Beis, Tzemer Pishtim is singled out as the prototypes of what a beged are. So the Gemara struggles with this seeming contradiction, and there are two ways to resolve the issue. Rava writes, Rava says in the Gemara, Menachos Daf Lamed Tes, that all begadim require tzitzis, but strings of Tzemer Pishtim can work to patter all other begadim, can work on any other type of beged. Strings made from other materials only help their own kind. So strings made from other materials, if a string is made from cotton, then it can only go on a cotton beged. It can't go on a wool beged. So that's the uniqueness of Tzemer Pishtim in Rava's view. But all begadim are chayiv in tzitzis midor raisa, according to Rava. Rav Nachman says, no. Beged is used stam everywhere in the Torah, except by Nega'im, where it says explicitly, Tzemer Pishtim, and that's to indicate to us that the definition, the biblical definition of Beged, is Tzemer Pishtim. So if you have a mitzvah tefzitis on your Beged, then it means you have a mitzvah tefzitis midoraisa only on a Beged of Tzemer Pishtim. No requirement midoraisa on any other types of begadim. Shar begadim are only chayiv midrabanan in tzitzis. So how do the Rishonim paskin? The Rambam in tzitzis paragim alacha beis paskins like Rav Nachman that all other begadim are only chayiv midrabanan. It's only a beged shel tzemer pishtim that's going to be chayiv midoraisa. Tosos meseches menachos of their anametesav and beis dibra maskel Rav Nachman quotes that Rashi and the Rabbi Natam hold like Rava. Because Hilchsuk Basra'a, Rava is the Basra'a, and therefore he holds like Rava that all begadim are chayiv mida oraisa. So Maran Beit Yosef, Simin Tes in the Beis Yosef, he writes that even though the Rush and Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam all agree that other begadim are going to be chayiv mida oraisa in tzitzis, but my rules are very clear, says Beis Yosef, that the Rambam and the Rif agree, I go with the Rambam and the Rif. So since the Rambam and the Rif both agree to Paschal like Rav Nachman, we Paschal like Rav Nachman, says Beis Yosef, and therefore all other begadim according to the Beis Yosef are only going to be Midrabanan. And this reflects itself in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tes, the Shulchan Aruch predictably paskins that Ein Chayv Betzitzitz Min HaTorah Ela Begeru Pishtim, and that's it. But Aval Big Day Shar Minim Ein Chayav Betzitzitz El Midrabanan. Other types of begadim are only mechayiv midrabanan, but the Rama writes v'yeshomrim dekula chayav midaraisa v'hachi ilchusa. But we paskin Ashkenazim paskin like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush, who all hold that all begadim are chayiv midaraisa. The Arts of Sachayim brings a raya to the Rama from a Mishnah in Klayim. Mishnah in Klayim Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph lists halachos that are limited to big day tzemer pishtim, and tzitzis isn't on the list. It's a raya to the Rama from the Mishnah, because if we're listing things that are unique about Big Day Tzemer Pishtim and that were true about tzitzis, tzitzis should have been on the list. The Aruch HaShulchan points out at the very end of If Aleph over here in Simen Tes, in the brackets at the end of the paragraph, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the raya from the Arts of Sechaim is not the greatest raya, because the raya from that Mishnah claim is not the greatest raya, because all the other halachas that are listed are things that don't even apply midrabanan. Everyone agrees that Shar Begadim are Chayiv and Tzitzis Midrabanan, that a cotton beged at least Midrabanan is Chayiv and Tzitzis. Even the Ramah is moder to that. So maybe that's why Tzitzis didn't make the list. Because we're talking about things that are unique to beged of Tzemer Pishtim on all levels, not just on the Daraisa level. So the Aruch HaShulchan is not convinced that it's the greatest Raya. But the question begs itself, L'may Nafkamina. Either it's Chayiv Daraisa, Chayiv Drabanan. We listen to the Din of Drabanan also. We follow what the rabbis tell us also. So what difference does it make whether it's Chayiv Daraisa and Tzitzis, Chayiv Drabanan and Tzitzis? Mishnah Berurah says three nafkaminas. Number one is our topic. Should you specifically try to be makbid to have a wool beged so that you can get the mitzvah Daraisa? Or should you say, you know, they're all chayv midaraisa. Even a cotton beggar is chayv midaraisa, so it's good enough with cotton. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is any situation of safek. If you have any sort of safek on the beged, whether it's chayv in tzitzis or not chayv in tzitzis, if it's a din daraisa, so then safek daraisa l'chumra. If it's din darabanan, safek darabanan l'kula. Another nafkamina is, what if the tzitzis get cut off when you're in a public place and you're going to end up being wearing a beged of dal kafos without tzitzis, or removing your clothing? So you have an issue of kavra brios, so what should you do? So the halacha is that kavra brios is docha los se shabatara, but the Gemara says, yeah, not really los se shabatara, only the los se of los sasur. Kavra brios is only docha yisur midrabanan. So you can leave your clothing on to avoid, and violate an issur midrabanan to avoid embarrassment. But you can't violate an issur midaraisa to avoid embarrassment. So if the requirement of tzitzis on a beged of cotton is the oraisa, so that even if it could be pagam in your covenant of brios, you're going to have to take off that beged rather than be left with a beged that doesn't have, then be left with a beged that doesn't have tzitzis on it. As opposed to if it's only derabanan, then the covenant of brios is going to win out. So let me just go through, we'll take questions after. Should a person be makbid to wear a wool beged or not? I mean, bottom line is, it seems the Mechaber says, according to the Mechaber, l'chara, yes. According to the Ramah, l'chara, no. That a person should not be makbid. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Sif Katan Hay, in the name of the El Yerabah and the Yartzos HaChaim, that even though the Ramah paskins all begadim are chayiv min haTorah, he still recommends using a beged that's chayiv midaraisa according to everybody. That's not subject to any machlokas. That's where the Chumra comes from. Mishnah Berurah mentions in the name of these earlier achronim that you might as well avoid machlokas and be makbid on a beged that's good according to everyone. In Halicha Shlomo Paragimel Os Chaf Hey, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted as saying they should even be machmir in the summertime, that there shouldn't be any, that this idea should be throughout the year of trying to be machmir l'chol adeos. Rav Shturmbach has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph of Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, Simen Yud Ches, where he gives several svaras to try to dafka be machmir on this issue. So he writes that, why do we wear tzitzis to begin with? We don't wear tzitzis because we're chayiv to put on a beged of dal kanfos. If you're wearing a beged of dal kanfos, it needs tzitzis. So why do we go out of our way to wear tzitzis? Our begadim don't have dal kanfos. So we do it because the Gemara says that be'idan ritcha, that at a time where Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry, he's going to look for the little things like that. He's going to look to see, did you go out of your way to wear a beged of dal kanfos just so you could be able to do my mitzvah? So if Shurmach says that l'chora, you need to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa to help for the idan ritcha. For the Eden Ritcha, the mitzvah d'rabbanan is not going to be good enough. You need to do the daraisa. So it's best to use something that is daraisa according to everyone. That same svara, Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Chelek Gimel, or Chaim Chelek Gimel, Simen Aleph, also says, Eden Ritcha only applies if you're doing the daraisa. Won't apply if you're doing the d'rabbanan. Also, Rav Shlomach writes, he's medayik in a Rambam, that the Rabbanan only, even the, if you hold that the other minim are the Rabbanan, like the Mechaber, why were the Rabbanan misakein that the other that other materials should require tzitzis? So that he's medayik in the Rambam that they only did that so you shouldn't be mezalzel but tzemer pishtim. So the ideal still remains tzemer pishtim. The whole thing is all to protect the pristine mitzvah of tzitzis on a beggar of tzemer pishtim. And furthermore, Shturmach writes, the Maram, and the Ramosha discussed this Maram also, holds that wool strings, when you don't have techeles, are only going to work for a wool beged. The idea that wool strings could work for any kind of beged, according to the Ramah, paskins like Rava, is only true when you have techeles. When you don't have techeles, the wool strings aren't going to work for any other kind of beged, according to Maram. So according to that, meyikar adin, we need a wool beged, because our strings are wool, so we need a wool beged to go along with our wool strings. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, as Makbid. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that you should use a wool beged for that reason. And then Rav Shurmach says, the idea of Ushmartim es ha-mitzvos, that a person should be makbid to try to fulfill every opinion, is a general idea, general shita in life, that would certainly cover this area as well. Now, what's the tzad to be makel? So Rav Moshe writes, in Igros Moshe, Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis, Simen Aleph, that we're makel like the Ramah, Bal Nefesh wants to be Machmir, Tava love Bracha. But to say against Ramah that you need to be Machmir, he says, no, you're not going to say anything like that. Rav Nevin Sal writes, I think B'Shem's father in his Mishnah Berurah, I copied from Jake, that the Chazanish, it was known, the Chazanish wore cotton tzitzis, did not, even during the summertime, he didn't wear wool tzitzis during the summertime. It's written in Orchos Rabbeinu, page Yud Ches, Chelik Aleph, page Yud Ches, I looked it up. It says that the Chazanish and the Stipler both wore cotton tzitzis. These were people that were Machmir about, you know, every kutzel shel yirav halach, every opportunity, and they wore cotton tzitzis. So what was the svara? So Rav Neventzal writes that the chazanish svara was that during the summertime he's not getting hana'ah from the beged, and if you don't get hana'ah from the beged, according to Tosfos and Maseches Nida Daf Samach Beis, if you're not getting hana'ah from the beged, it may lose its shem beged, and it may not even be a kiyum mitzvah of tzitzis. So he wanted to wear a beged that would be a summertime kind of beged. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that he doesn't think that we passing like that Tosfos. You don't really need hana'ah from the beged. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Haraya, when you wear an extra beged of cotton during the summertime, you don't get hana'ah from that either. The less begadim you have, if you're wearing a t-shirt and under the t-shirt you have a beged of cotton of tzitzis, you don't want to be wearing that in the summertime. That doesn't give you hana'ah. You'd rather not be wearing it. It's none of it's lahana'ah during the summertime. None of the begadim are lahana'ah during when it's 90 degrees outside. So Shlomo Zalman thinks that we don't paskin like this tells us. Rav Moshe writes in Chel Gimel Siman Aleph, or Chaim Gimel Siman Aleph, that it's definitely still called a malbush, and he says, Haraya, your suit jacket, is that called a beged? So people might walk around carrying their suit jacket sometimes, but it's still called a beged. You're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. You're allowed to go out, we're not worried that you're going to take it off and carry it. You're allowed to wear it out on Shabbos. Certain things that are worn as begadim all the time take on the status of beged, regardless of whether you're getting hana or not. That has to be the way we paskin. In Maaser Rav, Siman Yud Zayin, it says that the Gra wore cotton tzitzis. The Gra, Chazanish, Stipler, the list is getting pretty impressive, no? Of people who wore cotton tzitzis, not wool tzitzis. So there are many explanations of why the Gra would wear cotton tzitzis and not wool tzitzis. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, and many others write this as well, in the name of Rav Shmuel Salant, I think, that since the Gra wore his talis gadol all day also, he was already getting the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis with his talis gadol. He wanted to also fulfill the mitzvah d'rabbanan. So he, as talis katan, he wore a cotton beged to be mekayim mitzvah d'rabbanan. At least according to the Mechaber, it's only d'rabbanan. Rav Shturmach says that he wore a linen shirt, and the other achronim also say this b'shem the gra as an explanation for the gra, that he wore a linen shirt. He wore a shirt made out of pishtim, so he was afraid that if he wore tzemer right on top of it, that it would be a shayla of shatnis, according to Shita Saran or whatever. It might be a shayla of shatnis. So his talis katan, he dafka wore the next layer over his shirt. He dafka wore out of cotton, didn't wear made out of wool. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that, quoting Piskei Tshuva, says that the Gra was just trying to publicize that there is a mitzvah to wear, to put tzitzis on cotton also. And in Piskei Tshuva, he suggests maybe the Gra had the foresight to realize that if you tell people that you have to wear wool tzitzis, a lot of people are just going to say, okay, then I'm not going to wear tzitzis when it's 90 degrees outside. It's much easier to get people to wear tzitzis if you wear cotton, if you tell them that cotton is okay also. And Mikra, did we pass like the Ramah? The cotton is chayv midoraisa and tzitzis. And even if it's not chayv midoraisa, even the Mechaber would hold it's chayv midrabanan, you're at least getting mitzvah drabanan by putting tzitzis on cotton. So maybe you wanted to make that point by dafka wearing the wool tzitzis. So at the end of the day, does a person have to wear wool tzitzis? If you're an Ashkenazic Jew, you definitely don't. If you're a Sephardic Jew, there's much more reason to be machmir to wear wool tzitzis. Are you chayiv to? No, because it's still mitzvah drabanan to wear cotton tzitzis, even according to the Mechaber. Is it a nice chumrah? Of course it's a nice chumrah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it as a wonderful chumrah to keep, and many other poskim say that it's a great chumrah. Rav Shturmbach says we can't learn from Gedolim who weren't makbid on this. They had their own reasons. We can't learn, but the truth is we can learn from it. If the Gra didn't wear and the Chazanish and the Stipler, it's hard to make a very big deal out of it. So if you want to take this as your chumrah, it's probably not yuhara to take it as a chumrah. So it's not a problem to be machmir, but certainly no problem to be makel either, especially for an Ashkenazic Jew.